Can you believe that we are at the end of this beautiful gathering that we have shared together? I always feel like it flies by. Didn't we just get here? And yet, even in that, we have received so much. I hope your cups are full to overflowing. We have taken in so much, and I know that the Lord has specifically spoken certain things to each one of us in the very areas that you and I most needed those things. We will never read Galatians 5, 22 and 23 ever the same again. As we think of these fruit, all of these fruits, as a composite sketch of what our lives are to look like when we abide in Christ. And so we end with the fruit of the Spirit, peace. Now, I do have to say, I never knew this about Kathy, that she notices shoes. I immediately felt myself in the front row going, "Don't look at my shoes, Kathy." Oh, she's going to be kind. She's going to be kind. Oh, she's going to share her shoes. Actually, as soon as this is over, we have to literally hop into the car and go to the airport. And, you know, Atlanta is the world's busiest airport. Did you know you have that distinction? And so as somebody who came from a small airport in Southern California, I'm like, rental car, trains, and then more train. Yeah. So I'm wearing comfortable shoes so I can do all that running in the airport. So don't judge me. I heard something really interesting lately. I heard the comment made that if you want to know whether a woman has peace, just check her purse. So evidently, the contents of our purses are supposed to give a full preview of everything we think might happen and want to be ready for. I think the idea is that there's a sense of security in having everything that we might need right at our fingertips. Well, I'm that friend of yours. Or maybe you're just like me. I'm the one often with the biggest purse in the room. I couldn't bring it with me because it would count as luggage when I got on the plane. But so probably like most of you, I've got the usual things. I've got the essentials, the phone, the wallet, the keys, some lipstick, chapstick. But wait, there's more. Gum, mints, Motrin, Tylenol, Tums, Sudafed, Kleenex, sunglasses, eyeglasses, eye drops, my contact case in case. And yeah, even more. In fact, we've played this icebreaker a number of times at our women's events. You can go on Pinterest and find it. It's called What's in Your Purse? Have you played that? It's so fun. I mean, the things that we as women carry in our purses. So we find out who's got earplugs and nasal spray and nail clippers and 5 pens and 3 of which don't work. Dried up Tide pens. Portable battery-operated curling irons. Because you never know. And in fact, this is different weather than those of us in California or Southern California are used to. I'm like, I need that battery-operated curling iron. Humidity. When I'm away from the comforts of home, I absolutely want to have everything that I might need right at hand just in case. In fact, I was packing my suitcase. Okay, you're either like me or you're like my friend Shelley, who was so kind to come with me. I'm packing my suitcase at home. And so I'm putting in outfits and I'm thinking, well, I might, what if I change my, and so my husband said, you know, you look like you're doing pretty good. Okay, good. And so I said, but I'm not done. And so he's one of those, okay, but you can't go over 50 pounds, Robin. I'm like, I'm going for 3 days. I'll be good. So I put in clothes. He's like, hey, it's feeling light. I'm like, oh no, I'm not done. I had my toiletry bag, which has everything that I might need, but probably won't. I had more. And so by the time I was done, he's like, let's weigh this thing. He's like, oh, you're 49.5. So my friend Shelley this morning said, let's put some in my suitcase because she travels light. Hers was like 30 some pounds. I'm like, Shelley, wow. I want it all. I want it with me because just in case. Those of us in California, in fact, I'm pretty sure that Marilee also lives on an earthquake. We live on the San Andreas Fault. And some of you are familiar with California. They're telling us constantly, be prepared, be prepared, be prepared. It's coming, it's coming. Okay, I have a big tote in the back of my car. It is filled up to the top with everything that I might need in case I get stuck on one of those crazy California freeways when overpasses come down and, you know, I'm thinking about all those things because I want to be prepared. So, why do I carry around a purse that outweighs everybody else's by about 10 pounds? Why am I overpacking my suitcase and my carry-on? I put so many things in my carry-on, and then I had to stuff it under my seat. I could not have gotten to it had I wanted to. Why was I checking the weather in Atlanta, Georgia for 2 weeks before I came? Why does the back of my car contain a large tote filled with every possible thing I might need in case of a big earthquake? Because when you're prepared for just about anything, you have peace, right? Apparently not. Because I still worry. Now, don't get me wrong. Preparation is an excellent thing. But I have to say that I have been highly unsuccessful in creating true and lasting peace that is going to see me through the storms of this life. Because that's something that only God can give to us. You and I can be ready for as many possible scenarios as we can think of and still lie awake at night, entertaining all the legitimate concerns and worries and anxieties that we have. I'm especially skilled at coming up with situations that may not ever happen. And I lose sleep about those too, because peace is so often a thing that we desperately need in our lives. And yet in those times of life, it can be elusive and difficult to find or to keep. The Bible speaks of peace hundreds of times, but not just as something we carry with us just in case. Girls, we were meant to live in peace. We remember that Jesus told us, because isn't this so lovely? We have a Savior who knows what we go through, the things that we deal with. And Jesus told us in John 16, listen, in this broken, fallen, challenging world, you're going to have struggles. life is going to be hard. But he said, be of good cheer. Take courage. Take heart. I've overcome the world. I'm greater, girls. He reminded us again in John 14, peace I'm leaving with you. My peace I give to you. Not like anything this world can give. And we're being told in Galatians 5 that peace is a beautiful fruit of the Spirit. I'm so looking forward to our very last session together as we talk about this fruit of the Spirit. Some helpful ways to cultivate peace in our lives, peace that passes understanding. Let's pray. Lord, we are women living in a broken and fallen world. Every single one of us, no matter what age or stage of life, has gone through things, is going through things, or will face things in the tomorrows that are overwhelming, that are frightening, that could quickly take away our peace. And so we are here, Lord, acknowledging that we desperately need everything that you wait to give to us. Lord, if peace is a fruit of the Spirit, Lord, we want that in full bloom in our lives, but it's not always easy. And we're so grateful that you get it. You get us. And so, Lord, as we wrap up our weekend together, we're asking that even now you would begin the process of sealing our hearts with peace. As with all of the other fruits of the Spirit, Lord, we desperately need them all. But Lord, for this moment, would you speak to us now about peace, your peace? We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. Amen. Okay, so peace. We all want it. We all need it. And we live in a world crying out for it. And yet what we all know by experience is that peace is not always an easy feat to find when you and I are in the middle of a storm. What an important way for us to close our gathering as you and I prepare to head out into a world of uncertainty, of turbulence. Oh, I pray that's not real. I'm getting... Anybody else hopping on a plane this afternoon? Okay, Vi was a flight attendant. I'm going to call you a flight attendant, even though you say stewardess. You know when you're on the plane and it starts to shake and the pilot comes on and says, okay, ladies and gentlemen, when they said it on our way here, as we fly over Arkansas, I'm like, what? I'm looking for the flight attendants. I'm looking for their faces. Are they alarmed? Okay, they're good. I'm good. But I don't like turbulence. But girls, we know that if it's not on a plane, it's going to be in life. Because life is bumpy and hard. What an important way for us to close our time together. As we're heading into things that we already know are waiting for us, but we all have tomorrows that we can't imagine. Turbulence on a personal level, a national level. Our country has never been in the state that it is in now. International level, we've got wars. We all know what it's like to try to find peace on our own. And in fact, we don't have to look very far to see the many ways that we as human beings try to settle our hearts and calm our minds. We distract ourselves. We binge watch. We doom scroll. We keep ourselves busy because if we're not busy, what's going to happen? It's going to come towards us, that anxiety. We overthink. We overeat. We overshop. A whole host of other things, some of them dangerous, some of them addictive. All sorts of things in an attempt to calm ourselves down. But today is a reminder, as beloved daughters of the King, that there is a way to experientially know the peace of God that passes all human understanding, no matter what the situation is. As we've already seen to be true with all the other fruit, peace doesn't just appear in our lives because we need it, because we want it. Am I hitting this? You and I do not have the capability of talking ourselves off the ledge when life is overwhelming. Very often we can't. There are just situations where we will not be able to convince ourselves that everything is going to be okay when the situation is dire, when the news is not good. And just as we've been hearing all weekend long, as with all the other fruits of the Spirit, we know that peace is going to be cultivated first as you and I surrender daily to the work of the Spirit in our lives. So let's talk about this peace of God. What is it? So if you were to ask somebody who does not know Jesus what is peace, they would often define it as just simply the absence of trouble, the absence of conflict. But we understand that the peace of God, the peace that God gives, is something far greater. Girls, when we have his peace, we have a settled confidence that he is present, that he is faithful, that he is in absolute control. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter how uncertain and how frightening they are. Those of us who have been in ministry many years have been given the privilege and the opportunity to walk with people on their very worst days. When the stage 4 cancer of a young mom is no longer able to be treated. How does the peace of God work in that situation? I've seen it. I know that it works because I've seen people in the most difficult situations that we can imagine. And yes, there's a wrestling as we have our human reaction to horrible news, absolutely. But coming to that place where God is able to cut through the emotions of a dire diagnosis and bring peace. Peace is a fruit. God's peace comes when we realize, yes, he is present. He is faithful. He is in absolute control, despite the circumstances that are uncertain, that are frightening, that are completely overwhelming. But that peace is not always easy to find, nor is it always easy to keep. So, peace is a fruit, a result of the Spirit's work in our lives, a result of abiding in the vine. We can see that when we are lacking peace, it's a symptom of something that we talked about yesterday, a connection problem. Peace evaporates when something disrupts and disconnects our awareness of God's nearness. He's not gone anywhere. You know those times when life is overwhelming? It's like, God, where are you? I don't sense you. I don't even feel like you're here. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. But when there is a disruption in our connection with him, the branch to the vine, peace will evaporate. We could think of those things as peace stealers. And the reality is every single one of us has a list of peace stealers. Some of them, maybe you've even been thinking about this past weekend. Some of them you know you are going home to deal with and face. Girls, some of them we don't even see coming. The Lord knows what's ahead. We're all familiar with worry and anxiety because, frankly, there is a lot to be worried and anxious about. Our lists are long. Difficult news, a scary diagnosis, a prodigal child, a troubled marriage, even things that haven't happened can steal our peace. How many times have you had a panicked thought that started with, but what if that happens? When you and I are living with our focus mainly on this horizontal plane, our attention is taken over by the worrisome concerns in our life. You and I are going to be dominated by what we see, by what we feel, by what we fear. Our lives become controlled and directed by earth-level issues. People, problems, pressure, pain. We could even throw politics in there. Things are crazy in California. You just know they're crazy and pray for us. But girls, a life lived with a horizontal focus is a life that will always have a lack of peace. I have experienced in my own life that nothing pulls me away from my awareness of the nearness of God and who he is and all he has promised to be to me all the days of my life than the troubling, worrisome things that I encounter in this life. Many are real, some are imagined, but you and I are going to encounter peace stealers all the time, until we go home to see Jesus. So, three things I want you to tuck away. Three things I want you to remember. And listen, you know these things. You've heard these things. But I love what Peter tells us in his second epistle. In the first chapter, he says, listen, I know you know these things. But I'm going to tell you over and over and over again, because you need to be reminded. And Peter said, in fact, until the Lord takes me home, I'm going to keep reminding you. Girls, we can be so short-sighted. We can have such short memories. So you know these things. Just a reminder as we go home now. The first thing. Girls, we've got to rein our hearts in. We've got to rein our hearts in, and we've got to preach truth to ourselves. We've got to bring our hearts back to truth. We spoke about this yesterday. Maybe it's a time to do some business with God. Have we been keeping short accounts with the Lord? Or do we have a backlog of issues that we need to make right with him? I think that's such an important place for us to start, because a heart that's full of things that don't belong there are going to have a next to impossible time receiving the peace that God is waiting to give. So we got to clean house. We got to get things out of the way. peace is cultivated when you and I live first and foremost in this fully surrendered vertical connection with the Lord. And we step away from that horizontal focus that is so easy to live our lives in. When our relationship with the Lord is deep and nourished and growing on a consistent basis, we're opening the door to peace. So God's peace will always begin with the awareness of his presence, something that you and I are going to have to bring ourselves back to time and time and time again. So we want to start there. We want to rein our hearts in. We want to preach truth to ourselves. And we want to bring our hearts back to that place of the awareness of his nearness to us. Secondly, so not only are we reining our hearts in, but secondly, we've got to remember who God is. Girls, I am amazed at how quickly I can forget who he is, especially when I'm caught in the fog of heavy emotions and circumstances. It is so easy to forget his sovereignty, his faithfulness, his goodness, his promises. And girls, when God seems small, everything else is going to seem really big. What about all those tomorrows that you and I worry about? Those times when our focus stays on what might happen in the future instead of who holds that future? Peace slips away. Anxiety disconnects us from the awareness that never once has the Lord taken his hand off of us or the situations that we've given to him. I love what Paul told Timothy. In 2 Timothy, he said, listen, Timothy, here's one thing. I know whom I have believed in. And I am persuaded, I am absolutely convinced and assured that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him. Girls, what are you committing to him this morning? For me, it's a couple of prodigals. There are health issues. Girl, we all have them. I need to go back and be able to say, as Paul did, I know the one I believe in. I don't just believe in him. I know him. And I want to walk in that intimacy because it's in that intimacy that I am reassured that he is able to keep that which I have handed over to him, that which I have asked him to take care of. James 4:8 tells us to draw near to God. Wonder why James would have to tell us that, because girls, on a horizontal plane of life, we get disconnected. Draw near to God, and guess what? When we do, we find out he was there the entire time. Since peace collapses when our view of God shrinks, let's do what the psalmist said. Let's magnify the Lord. Let's make it a practice to be well-versed in the unchanging character of our gracious, faithful Father. Let's remember who our God is. And the last step, just something to tuck away in cultivating peace and dealing with peace stealers is this. Let's release control to God. Peace comes as we let go of all those issues and worries and concerns and we place them in his hands. 1 Peter 5:7 in the Amplified Bible says, casting, literally throwing all your care and worry and anxiety and concerns upon him. And here's why. For he cares deeply about you with the deepest affection and watches over you carefully. Peace comes as you and I stop trying to manage outcomes and instead start entrusting those outcomes to the one who is all powerful. Sometimes we think we've got control. Girls, we have no control. We do have choices to make, but ultimately, there is such peace in knowing I can let go. I can trust the one who loves me, who loves the people that I am concerned about, who loves beyond all telling. Isaiah 26:3, it's been mentioned this weekend. You will keep her, Lord, in perfect peace, whose mind, whose very thoughts are stayed and focused upon you. Perfect peace. Girls, there are times when you and I will have to choose where we put our thoughts and what we think about. I am amazed at how a stray thought can take on a life of its own. In fact, I think we sometimes forget that we have some choices to make when life is closing in on us. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Don't be anxious about anything. Anything! But we're just not told to do just that. Instead, because a lot of times I'm just anxious. Bible tells me not to be anxious, okay, I'm anxious. I love that God gives us such a beautiful directive. It's like, okay, don't be anxious, sweet girl, don't be anxious. But here's what you're gonna do instead. Take everything to God with a thankful heart. Not thankful for the situation. Not thankful for the heartache, the sickness, the issue, but thankful that we have a faithful God who is greater and bigger and stronger. Take everything to God with a thankful heart, and these verses tell us the result, the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. Don't we need our minds guarded? Particularly when it comes to issues of peace. When life is crashing in, let's never forget the invitation that Jesus gives us in Matthew 11. Come to me. Come to me. Sweet daughter, come to me. When you're weighed down, when you're overwhelmed, when you're stressed, when you're worried, I'll give you rest. Girls, we're going to find that peace grows from relationship, not necessarily a resolution to the issue. I think sometimes I'm looking for peace when everything is all, our ducks are lined up in a row and everything is good and everybody's happy and the doctor report came back great. And that's wonderful when that happens. But oftentimes, that's not happening. Lord, you mean I can have peace in that? Yes. Yes. I recently came across a picture of an unusual tree that I want to show you. This tree, oh, it's behind me. This tree is growing on a rock called Chapel Rock. It's along the shores of Lake Superior. And what's so striking about this tree as you look at it is that it is just growing on a stone pillar. No soil. It's just on top of this rock. No soil, no obvious signs or source of nourishment. And at first glance, it really doesn't make sense. But for over 80 years, it's been on this rock, growing. The arch that this tree did sit on some 100 years ago gave way and collapsed. And yet the tree has remained on top of that rock all this many years, and it's flourishing. So how could a tree in this environment continue to live? Well, it's when we take a closer look that we better understand what's going on. And so we look at the next picture. The tree is surviving because its roots extend far beyond that rock. They stretch across a 10-foot gap to the nearby cliff. And on that cliff is the soil, the nutrients, the moisture that it needs to maintain life. It's that root system. Roots that are reaching far away from that tree to the very source of life found across this wide space. Those roots are sustaining the tree. So no matter how harsh the elements are, this tree has flourished and continued to thrive for 80 years, all because of where the roots are connected. Girls, to me, that is a beautiful picture of peace. Because there will be moments in every one of our lives when worry begins to creep in. Times when it feels like things are collapsing around us. When fear is overwhelming. Lasting, heart-steadying peace comes only when you and I are consistently, intentionally rooted and grounded and filled with the Spirit and fully abiding in the one who promises to give us his peace, who promises to be our peace. So we are about to step back into a turbulent world. And we are going to face peace stealers, maybe even today. Let's remember to rein our hearts in and let's preach truth to ourselves. Let's move our focus from those things that so easily fill our field of vision on this horizontal plane, and let's make sure that our vertical connection is unobstructed. Let's remember who our God is. Merciful, gracious, ever-present, all-powerful, at work behind the scenes in ways that you and I cannot always detect. Let's release the worries, the issues, the people, the concerns that so easily fill our hands, and let's hand them over to the one who holds the whole world in his hands. It's as you and I are consistently filled with the Spirit that we're going to discover that perfect peace of God that will see us through all the days of our lives. Girls, no matter what's in our purse or what's not in our purse, he is enough for us. So let's go out and live in that confidence, in that assurance that he will meet us at every turn. He will be everything that we need for every situation in life that you and I will ever face. He promises.